The Sleep Outfitters 4th of July sale is on. Save up to 70% on best-selling mattresses store-wide. Plus, get a free adjustable base with select city purchases. And enjoy 0% interest financing and free white glove delivery and setup only at Sleep Outfitters.
Hello, Poddlers. Coming up, well, ever since I discovered that Roy Keane listens to Absolute 80s, I've been insufferable.
Gary, they're not showing any commitment. Gary, what don't you understand, Gary? The man's a goal scorer, Gary.
Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
The time is 6:37. It is your Wednesday morning. And I suppose one piece of big news is that Matt Dyson is back from the longest holiday in radio history since Chris Tarrant on Capital back in the 90s.
I think it was that long.
He's one of those guys, he's got shares in Bauer Media and he's taking 6 months off.
It did feel like a really long time.
It's been forever. We have put together the band of Mum and Dad and released a single while that man's been in Corfu.
Look at these Wayne.
Where was it? It was Matt, is it?
Yeah. Matt. I'm sorry, Matt, Glenn, Emma, this is Matt.
Hi,
Matt,
nice
is Emma
you.
And Glenn.
Yes, look, it was only because I had an extra 2 days that etted to the second week, that's all.
Extra 3 months,
really,
more like.
It's really just a week and 2 days, and I don't think that's too long.
2 days is a long time in radio. It's a long time in radio.
A lot of things have changed. You'll notice the Hypebeast Womble isn't here today.
Yeah, I know. What's happened?
It was the night of the long knives when it came to radio producers, let me tell you.
I've got a new tattoo. Yeah, I've got a new face tattoo, but of my face, so it just looks the same, yeah.
It's amazing. It's lovely.
So one of the things that Matt is most bamboozled by, of all the things that could be, you know, why is there no Hypebeast Womble here? What happened with Bad and Mum, Dad, everything? He's like, Muse have released a Halloween single.
I can't believe this happened.
That's fair, to be
which
fair.
Will be playing very soon on Absolute Radio at some point for you, I promise. Right, it is time to give you a chance to win some Breakfast Show merch and stick it to the bin man. And as always, you need to listen to a clip from yesterday's show when we realised that Glenn is not as great at five words, five grand as he's been claiming to be. The word was given to listener Mark. Mm. It was old.
Yes.
And there was one obvious opposite. This is what went down. What was the other one out of interest, Mark?
Oh. Yeah, I hadn't considered that.
Well, the Method Man hadn't considered old and
well, just old and new is the obvious. I just thought that was like the obvious opposite.
Ooh. Looks like you are the master.
Don't hold me to account. I'm not the one playing.
Looks like the random play generator has been kind this morning, sir. Somebody's not on their A game. Sorry, Glenn.
I wasn't even playing. That's the worst bit.
Right. Yeah, weird. So
what was the obvious opposite to old? Was it young? Or was it Swiss? Was it old young or old Swiss? What was the obvious next word in five words, five grand? Your names and your answers, please, to 8-12-15. This is your chance to stick it to the bin.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wickes.
Clear away your garden clutter this autumn with an 80-litre incinerator. Was £28, now £20.
Don't be house-barrassed, be house-proud with Wickes.
6:48 on your Wednesday morning. Time for someone to get their hands on that Breakfast Show merch, that delightful Breakfast Show merch, which is basically my face on a giant sticker that you, yes, you, could be putting on your wheelie bin. And joining us right now is Josh. Morning, Josh.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Hello. Hello.
The warmest of welcomes to the show, Josh. So whereabouts are you? Where do you reside?
I actually live in Barnsley, but just travelling up to Sunny Middlesbrough.
Sunny Middlesbrough. Nice. Okay, but what's the bin situation in Barnsley? How many have you got there? Let me guess, four.
Yeah.
I just knew it. It was on the tip of my tongue. We've been doing this feature long enough for me to know the ins and outs of bins up and down the land.
You just give you a town name and you'll say how many bins they've got.
Hit me with
Ipswich.
One. Four.
Correct.
Hit me with another one.
Burnley.
Three.
Yes.
Hit me with another one.
Southend.
Two. One's blue, one's purple.
Oh,
great lid.
That's amazing. Wow. If only You Bet was still on TV.
I'd be hosting it.
Yeah.
Josh, which bin are you going to put my face on?
Probably the grey one, I'd imagine.
Okay, you've not thought it through. I like that about it. When he asks me on air, I'll have my answer ready then. But, you know, I'm not going to I'm not going to think it over.
No,
you're
not
think it through too much. So, Josh, tell us, there's an obvious follow-on to old on five words, five grand. Was it young or was it Swiss?
It was young.
Not old Swiss, of course, the producer on the show. No, it was the obvious opposite in young. Well done, Josh. You are going to stick it to the bin man.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
Nice one, my friend. Safe travels. Thank you for tuning into the show. And there'll be a chance for you to do exactly the same as Josh has just done tomorrow on The Breakfast Show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast. Absolute Radio.
Good morning. The time is coming up to 12 minutes past seven on your Wednesday. Now, saying he's back doing what he does best might be too strong a term. But nonetheless, here's Matt Dyson
back,
and the social ammunition.
A lot has changed while I went away for a week and 2 days in UK politics, hasn't it? A lot has changed.
Yeah, we've had three different prime ministers since
you went. Yeah. And now Will from the Inbetweeners is in charge. And Joe Biden, not 100% sure how to pronounce his name yet, though, as you'll hear in this clip.
Whether it's the United Kingdom or just today, we've got news. The Rashid Sunak is now the Prime Minister.
Rashid Sunak.
As my brother would say, go figure.
Yeah.
Is it Rashid Sunak in that new Andor Star Wars series on Disney Plus?
I like it. If you're unsure, you just sort of take a run up at it and hope for the best.
I thought he was doing really well, Joe Biden, there, like using the applause to just take a second look at the auto cue. I thought he's going to nail it.
But also, we haven't heard him say his own name, so maybe that's how he just. First of all, I'm Janet Biden.
It is very reminiscent of the classic John Travolta at the Oscars trying to
introduce Athena Menzel.
I think we should relive it. Why not?
Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
Run at it.
That's all of them. Do you remember that Zac Efron Ted Bundy film? It was a Netflix film, and I couldn't stop pronouncing it as the extremely wicked, shockingly evil and vile Ted Bundy.
Everything about that clip is amazing. Worth reliving. And away from all that, there is the sad news that the Ford Fiesta is being discontinued. It's still trending. It was first started in 77. He's ready. I know he's ready in the hose. 77. The Ford Fiesta's pretty much as old as me.
Right? That's you pushing the car up the hill.
With a loaf of bread on the bonnet. Why don't you go and get a bicycle?
Get to Fiesta. But sadly, apparently, it's being discontinued, the Ford Fiesta. People want new Fords. People want high-riding crossovers, apparently. That's what it's all about.
I Google image one of the originals. And, like, that used to be a police car.
Oh, wow.
The police
car. And horses.
That's what, you know, like, everyone goes, I wish they'd bring back the Sweeney. Yeah. That was when they knew what they were doing. That's what they were driving around in.
The blue light on top of it, the old Fiesta. Amazing. In Corfu, the police drive Nissan Qashqais. I love the different weird cars that police forces around the world drive.
When did you get a job with the tourist board? I know you were on holiday for 3 months, but I didn't know you'd started a second career.
Sorry, I keep dropping in mentions for Corfu. It is very
They were driving by in their Nissan Qashqais, listening to Radio DJ 95.1.
That's enough. It's enough plugs for the Corfu tourist board. But yeah, I mean, very sad news about the Fiesta.
I sold a Fiesta last year, and now I feel like a fool because I could have got a lot of money for it, and it was a limited edition.
That's a shame. Yeah,
so someone's driving around in not only the Emma Jones old Ford Fiesta, but now what is going to be shortly a collector's item, a classic, a vintage car.
But I presume you didn't keep it boxed, so it's not worth anything.
You'd feel rubbish if you went to a vintage car show and it was just Ford Fiestas. You'd feel really hard done by.
Like, what? Is that the one from the Bill? Did you have a Fiesta, Matt?
My mum had a Fiesta, so she had a Metro, then a Fiesta. So when I just passed, I started driving a Fiesta.
We went straight to the Ford Escort.
First car I bought was an Escort.
2.4 LX.
Bullet.
Actually, it was a 1.4, right? I was just trying to look big in front of you!
Anyway, so there you go. Fiestas and Rishi Sunak. That is your social ammo action. It's viral, it's trending, it's gaining traction.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Good morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where, as promised, it's time to put Matt Dyson through his paces. But we've also effortlessly tied this in with you earning your shout-out. So basically, you're all playing along with Matt. Now, as we have established, Matt, you were locked to Radio DJ in Corfu, where you took your six-month holiday.
Yeah.
So you haven't been listening to the show.
No.
So what I've got here, and for you out there, are three little facts about this very show over the last couple of weeks. Now, two are facts. They genuinely happened on air. One is a fiction. If you, Matt Dyson, as a little test, and you out there can identify the one fiction from the following three, you will get a shout-out. So ready your names, where you are, what you're up to. Not you, Matt, I know what you're up to. Ooh. And tell me which one of these is a fiction. Here we go. So which did not happen on The Breakfast Show whilst you were away on holiday, Matt? First of all, last week we got obsessed with Mr. Blobby being a gravedigger.
Okay.
Last week, during post-BOMAD celebrations, lead guitarist Wayne shaved off his famous beard. And finally, last week, Phil and Darren from the band of Mum and Dad stayed up until 6 a.m. the night before their performance, drinking tequila with some random Australians that they met.
Really?
Rock so on, two of those are facts. One of them we have made up, but which one? A, B or C? I want your answers plus your names, where you are and a flavour of what you're up to. Matt Dyson, you've got about 4 or 5 minutes to work this one out.
Yeah, I think I have an inkling.
Okay, the number again, 8, 12, 15. Here we go.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Maintain your garden this autumn and keep it looking clear with Wix bark chippings. Was £11, now just £7.50.
Don't be house barrassed, be house proud with Wix.
It is time for radio's easiest game to play, but the hardest one to win.
Five words, £5,000.
Absolute Radio.
And joining us right now on line one in Runcorn is Tracy. Good morning, Tracy.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Morning. The warmest of welcomes to the show. Tracy likes to listen to The Breakfast Show via Absolute 80s.
Nice.
Like my beardspiration Roy Keane does.
Yes.
Gary did not show any commitment. Oh. Gary, what don't you understand, Gary? The man's a goal scorer, Gary.
I hope we release the video footage of that. The beard and the impression.
Yeah, it's great.
I didn't see that happening. As I got older, I turned into Roy Keane. No one warned me of that. Right, Tracy, you have matched four words out of five before, but you can't remember who with. So...
No.
Who would you like to get on the random player generator?
Emma.
Okay, let's give it a spin. See if you're getting Jonesy. Here we go.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore. Free choice.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Matt Dyson.
So, Tracy, it is Matt Dyson. You've got to ask yourself one question. Is he going to be rusty after a six-month-long holiday in Corfu? Or is he going to be back, fresh, and ready to win you £5,000? Matt, which one of the two are you leaning
into?
The
latter.
The latter, yes. Okay.
I'm feeling it, Tracy. Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, Matt Dyson is... Can you remember how to get out and stuff? Okay, you can, yeah. It's just you've not been here in a long while.
He'll still let the door slam.
Of course he does. Yeah, never thought about that, didn't he? Not on that sun lounger. For 6 months, he could have gone, maybe I should hold the door quietly so it doesn't interrupt the tension that Dave's trying to build on air. Because, Tracy, it is all about the tension right now. It's all about you and me and five words. I'm going to give you those five words. You say the first word that comes to mind. I'll then give Matt Dyson the exact same five words. And if all of your answers are the same... I can press the big green button that transfers you £5,000. Good luck.
Thank you.
The first word is L-E-F-T, left.
Right.
Yes.
There you go. Don't pause for that long after the word left, Tracy. It's not good for my health. Okay, there we go. I've got there in the end. Send, S-E-N-D, send.
Over.
Home.
Game.
Say that again, please, Tracy. Home.
Game.
Home game. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect.
Match.
swiping right. And finally, and this has caused quite the uproar in the past on Five Words, Five Grand, the final word is camera.
Of course.
Mm. Action.
Oh, oh yes. Nice. Tracy, please do wait right there. Matt Dyson's going to be back in play in 4 months. He's just off to Corfu again, but you just stay right there.
Five Words, Five Grand. Absolute Radio. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Give your home a fresh look for less with Dulux standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion. Was £20, now £15.
Don't be house-barrassed, be house-proud with Wix.
Five Words, Five Grand.
Absolute Radio.
So Tracy has been waiting patiently on line one in Runcorn. Tracy, whilst you've been there enjoying that last song and preparing yourself to hopefully win £5,000, I've been forced to rub After Sun into Matt Dyson's back. Of course, 6 months in Corfu on his luxury yacht will do that. So he's primed, he's slippery, but he's primed and ready to go. So Matt, are you ready for your first word?
Let's go.
Left.
Right.
Correct. Yes. Send.
Send. Send off.
Oh, that's good. No. Send over.
Send over.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a few options for that.
There was a few options. Send over, send off are both good. Sorry, Tracy, you have not won the money today. That's pretty evident. But we'll go through the other words anyway. What have you got for home?
Home page.
Got home game. Like home fixture. Yeah
home
good.
Away, yeah.
Perfect.
Perfect. Perfect harmony.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
No.
We're not.
Perfect match.
That's a good
one. I would have said that.
And then finally, it all builds to this. A tricky little customer.
Yeah.
That's reared its ugly head on this feature before.
No, no.
What have you got for camera?
Oh, no, not that again. Well, I'm presuming Tracy didn't go with the obscure answer I used in the past.
No.
So, lens.
Camera, action. Lights, camera, action. Tracy, great having you on the show. Thank you for tuning in on Absolute 80s. We'll speak to you again soon, I'm sure.
Thanks, everyone.
Cheers, Tracy. Bye now. This, of course, means we're going to be playing again tomorrow. The number to call right now is 0330 123 1215. That's 0330 123 1215. It's £5,000 tomorrow. In the meantime, if you'd like to get some practice in and you happen to own an Amazon smart speaker, you can ask it to open Five Words game. That'll do it.
Five Words, Five Grand.
Absolute Radio. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Coming up to 7.55 on your Wednesday morning, you are listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where from time to time, I like to ask if you have pulled a Nana move. Don't get me wrong, I love a Nana.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why I embrace those things you do or say that can only be described as a Nana move. Share with the group at 8 to 12, 15. For example, have you found yourself saying you'll have someone's eye out with that?
Ooh, oh, classic. Yeah.
That's a good Nana move. Yeah. Doesn't matter who you are, if you say that, that is a Nana move. 8, 12, 15. Now, Matt, you've been thinking about what you're going to bring to the table next, so I don't want to plot spoil here. Slightly obscure. But it's perfectly placed.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
It's well, H2O related.
It is, yeah, yeah.
It's an aqua-based Nana move.
Yeah. There's no water in our building today, so this has led me
this
to
this is inspired.
To discuss water sources and which ones you prefer.
Okay, so whether it be a...
I'm glad we're in a separate studio.
Wow.
Don't go anywhere, people. It's coming up after 8.
What a tease.
In the power hour.
As they say on Radio DJ in Corfu, we're massive for 6 months.
It works
don't
really well over
that
there.
Dial. Coming up, we've got the brand new one by Harry Styles. And Matt Dyson's going to be talking about water. It's 7.56.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
From brushes and rollers to frog tape and dust sheets, find everything you need for your paint project at Wix.
Be house proud with Wix.
It's your Wednesday morning. You're listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters, as does the opportunity for you to share your Nana moves. Yeah, have you been minding your own business, just going about your day, possibly believing that you've got your whole life ahead of you? Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, boom, you're one of the Golden Girls. It happens to us all. It happened to Rob, who's got in touch saying, "Morning, Dave and the team. Last week, the kids asked me how I met their mum. So I said, oh, you mean courting? They looked at me like I was an alien," says Rob. So, Matt, nobody has, as advised, touched that dial in preparation and anticipation of your Nana move, which does involve water.
Well, yes. Well, in Corfu, it was all bottled.
Oh, here we go.
Mineral content's too high. So it was all bottled water. And they come back here and there's no water from the mains in the building.
No.
Absolute Radio. But Emma was telling me the bathroom taps are still working.
Yeah.
So you boiled water from the bathroom taps.
Yeah, I'm also just drinking it neat from my water
glass.
Yes.
From
the toilet.
Yeah. Is that weird that I don't
like from the toilet?
Like a puppy. Is that weird that I don't like that? Is that strange?
Yeah, but I think a lot of people don't. A lot of people frown on bathroom
water. But I'm shocked you would drink the bathroom water, Emma.
I'm just a very thirsty girl.
Yeah. It's weird. I don't mind drinking it from a tap, but I wouldn't drink it from like my actual shower head. I don't know what the difference is.
That would be weird.
You've never in the shower... you haven't lived, my friend.
But my wife, Katie, she refuses to drink from the bathroom taps upstairs because she thinks they...
When you say refuses, it sounds like you're insisting that she does. Right, Katie, please kindly go upstairs and drink from the bathroom tap.
Just try it. Give it a go. Because it comes from an upstairs tank.
Yeah, a lot of people say you shouldn't because it's unhygienic.
But is that still now? Or is that the 80s?
I'm sure the days have gone. The days of like there being a floating pigeon in the upstairs tank.
Yeah.
If it was that dangerous, you wouldn't be allowed access to your bathroom taps.
Exactly.
Yeah. You brush your teeth with your bathroom taps. Yes. Well, not with them, obviously. That would help.
My favourite kind when you go into a public toilet and it says not drinking water and you think challenge accepted.
You don't tell me what to do.
I'm going to swap you having said that with Emma saying I'm one thirsty girl over. And when I do the podcast naming, I'm going to pretend that the other said that one.
Beautiful.
So, your Nana move is...
I was just saying, I prefer bathroom tap. I do, I find it. It's got sort of a, it's a bit more.
It's pretty crisp.
Yeah, it's more complex. It's, really crisp. It's got more body to it. It's got more, and it's, I find it more refreshing as well. Yeah. There's just something about it. And it's like a sort of old school flavour that the downstairs
flavour?
Taps.
Wow, it shouldn't have a flavour.
Taps don't have. You
know. So you're saying, like, if everyone's downstairs in the kitchen or the dining room, they're all having a glass of water, you're like, no, thank you, I'll be heading upstairs tonight.
Yeah. I'll go to the bathroom. Anyone want anything?
As Dad goes up the wooden hill to Bedfordshire to get himself another glass of water. Yeah. Lovely. So there we go. That is your aqua-based Nana move. It is over to you. The number is 8 to 12 15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Red Witch on Twitter says, Dave and the team, I very sadly, whilst walking down the road with a mate a few days ago, came out with, oh, it's a bit peaky today. Shame on me. Shame on me. Tom says, Dave, I have favourite bargain hunt presenters and never miss an episode. I am a proud Nana. Well done for you, Tom. Well done. Keep them coming. 8, 12, 15. Emma Jones.
Yeah.
As you are drinking the bathroom water this morning, tell us, have you pulled any kind of Nana moves recently?
Yeah, producer Scarlett just reminded me of this. So me and her went to Battersea Power Station Tube Station the other day for the first time, which is a nice brand new station on the Northern Line.
It's been kind of been fixed up for 20 years now and it's reopened, the Battersea Power Station, honestly, iconic London building.
I don't know if you've been there, but it's amazing.
I haven't yet, I've found
myself unable to stop commenting on all the new technology. They've got
like
fancy
oyster card
machines. They've got escalators. Yeah. It's all going on.
Well, and you actually said that to Scarlett?
Yeah, I'm walking along, just pointing stuff out, going, oh, look at all that modern technology. It's incredible, isn't it?
Glenn, have you pulled a Nana move?
Yeah, it's been forced upon me.
Oh, no.
I got a catalogue through my door yesterday. We've never received a catalogue before in my flat at all. Whoa. But I received my first ever, what can be described as, Nana catalogue. And I was really bored and I read the whole thing. Whoa. Like, covered to cover, shapeless trousers, walk-in baths, stairlift, all of it.
I want it.
I don't even have stairs in my flat. I just want, like, basically an airport travelator that just takes me down the hallway.
They are quite addictive, though. You know when you get targeted on social media and you're like, well, I know you're coming after me for certain reasons. Yeah. It's not maybe because I've said something out loud, but it's because of other things that I've looked at. When they start targeting you with catalogues to your home address, Glenn, you know you're a proper nana.
Oh, no, that's what I'm worried about. So my parents said the moment they turned 50, it was like you suddenly got like adverts through the door of like, it's got like Michael Parkinson on the front. It basically says, you know you're going to die. Yeah.
As soon as you're offered a free pen.
Yeah.
The fountain game pen. Game over.
Keep them coming. 8, 12, 15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show. With Wix.
Give your home a fresh look for less. Crown standard 2.5 litre coloured emulsion paint was £16, now £13.
Don't be house barrassed, be house proud with Wix.
8:33 is the time. Let's face facts. You're listening to a breakfast show where we love a nana. Which is why if we here in the studio or you out there pull a nana move, we celebrate it at 8, 12, 15. I mean, listen to this. Dave, unfortunately, the chase and flog it are on at the same time, and I love them both. As soon as they answer the final question on the chase, I switch over to see how much the last lot went for at the auctions.
Oh, yes.
From Robin Dudley. Nice nana move. Well, there,
Chase
Robin
and Flog
Dudley.
It sounds like a really good cop duo. DCI Chase and Inspector Flog It.
One inevitably ends in the other.
Yeah.
Joining us right now on line one is Janine in Manchester. Good morning, Janine.
Morning, Dave. Morning, everyone.
Oh, Janine, it's lovely having you on. Janine listens to The Breakfast Show, which in itself is great. She's a main station kind of cat. Right. She likes the eclectic mix we offer up on the main station. Janine, you pulled a nana move whilst trying to compliment a friend's hair. So, what? First of all, we won't name this friend. We'll spare their blushes. What have they done to their hair? Have they gone and got a Rachel from Friends, something really current and cutting edge, or...?
No, so she's very blonde, my friend, and she'd gone a little bit darker. You know, when blondes go a little bit of an ash colour, almost a bit grey. And she said, I'm not sure, I think it might make me look a little bit older. And I was like, no, you don't, you look really good, you look lovely. And I was like, it looks really trendy.
Trendy. Oh, no.
Looks really trendy. Oh, what a nana move. So as soon as that word left your mouth, Janine, you know, you strike me as a young person in the prime of your life. How do you react to that? Is it involuntary? Did you like twitch a little bit? What do you do? And how did your friend react? Did she look at you and go, I'm sorry, what? Trendy? Yeah,
it was like I'd insulted her. It was like I'd actually said, yeah, you do look old, actually.
No. You know, that hair reminds me of people saying and using the word trendy, actually, my friend. Yeah. Janine, great having you on the show. Thank you for tuning in. We'll speak to you real soon.
Thank you, everyone. Bye.
Cheers, Janine. Bye now. So we had some builders out to rebuild a front wall at the house.
Yes.
Our house. We don't just do it to people on the street. They have a new front wall. So they were working diligently on rebuilding this front wall just outside the front door. And I tweeted this because what I've decided to do with Twitter, because I took a leave of absence from it and I've come back. So I now only post either about the band of Mum and Dad or ways in which I've humiliated myself outside of the studio doors. That's what I do.
That's perfect for, yeah. So
I tweeted recently, it was a nana move. I opened the door and the two builders were there. They're building the wall, kneeling down, with the knee pads on, really getting into it. Mm. Lovely to see. And I shook my hand as well, like the old Nescafe advert.
Oh, yeah.
And I went, more tea, Vicar?
Oh, God. No.
I have no idea. I've never said it before. I have no idea. Janine had never said trendy before.
No.
It's happening up and down the country, around the world.
It overtakes your body, doesn't it? Sometimes.
More tea, Vicar.
What did they say?
Well, they said, yes, please.
Yes, please.
Milk and 500 sugars. That's, of course, what they say. They're builders.
Away your garden clutter this autumn with an 80-litre incinerator. Was £28, now £20.
Don't be house barrassed, be house proud with Wix.
Good morning, you're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Matt Dyson is back from his six-month holiday in Corfu, so we're putting him to work with a little bit of social ammunition.
Extra, extra, extra!
So what have you brought with you from the beach today, Matt?
As a muse releasing a novelty Halloween single, I thought it was nice to keep...
I think they described it as novelty, in Muse's defence.
The Halloween theme going, with a little Halloween-based mashup as we get closer to All Hallows' Eve.
Nice.
There I I Ruined It have been in action again, mixing the Human League and the Monster Mash to great effect.
I was working in the lab late one night. That much is
There's
true.
The Human League again.
On my monster furnace lab, the Enterprise turned you into someone new. He did the Monster Mash.
Oh, there it is. Lovely. I want to hear the whole song.
I think you need to point out which part of that was the Human League. Again, just in defence of the Human League.
Yeah, sorry, I want no offence intended towards the Human
the
League.
Muse or Human League.
Or Muse, yeah. But yeah, there you go. I'll share it on my Instagram so you can watch it for yourself. You'll be talking about it later and I saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And just like that, in the blink of an eye, another edition of The Breakfast Show is finito. Of course, it will live on for the rest of time, which means we can force our children to listen to us.
Yes, we could do that. Yeah.
So I'm going to say, Evie, this was Daddy on Wednesday, the 26th of October, 2022.
It was a vintage episode.
Well, I think our children and our children's children will be the judge of that when they hear the names. Muse have released a Halloween single.
Still shocked. Still coming to terms with that.
The Matt Dyson Corfu Retirement Fund.
Yeah.
An aqua-based nano move. To let you know, an aqua-based nano move just sets off a whole flurry of podcast names.
If you will.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. The bell was a-ringing. I'm just a very thirsty girl. Glenn said that. Not drinking water, challenge accepted.
Yeah.
The rich notes of the bathroom tap water gives it a fuller-bodied flavour.
It's true.
I'm going to the bathroom. Does anyone want anything? as soon as you're offered a free pen, game over.
Ah, yes. We did move on from bathroom water at some point, yeah.
And DCI Chase and Inspector Flogget.
Which is an excellent one for a TV detective duo from Glenn. I think it either has to be the free pen or I'm going to the bathroom. Does anyone want anything?
Go with that.
Yeah?
100%. I think I said when you offered a free pen, game over.
I'm
willing to concede to a better line.
I'm going to the bathroom. Does anyone want anything?
That is the name of the podcast. You can get it wherever you do your pod dealings. It will be available in about 10 minutes' time. In about 3 minutes' time, well, we're going to pop up and tell you how on Friday you could be winning £75,000. And then we're all going to pop up again tomorrow at 6 a.m. sharp. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.